Baruch Hashem, the share this week is being sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Avigdor Menachem Ben Ramar Chatzi Ol Shalom.
This is just a B'derech HaGdobah before we start. When I was asked by Reb Mendy to say a shir to an oilum that learns Daf Yoimi Be'in, so I was thinking of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that a person should always learn first, and afterwards he should be ma'ayin. First it's B'tayis Hashem, you have to have the Bekiyas, you have to have the Hakif, and then you can be ma'ayin. So Rashi, the famous Rashi, says in Daf Yates in Avodah Zarah, a person should learn from his Rebbe until the Girsas HaTalmud U'Pirusha, the basic Gemara, the Girsa, and the basic Pshat, is Shogar Loi B'Fiv. It's smooth in it's sharp in his mouth. And afterwards, he should be Ma'ayin. Ya'ayin B'Talmudai, he should be Ma'ayin in his learning. Lidmois Mulsa L'Mulsa, L'Hakshois L'Tariates. To be medamim muslim also to ask kashis and terutzim uberi shayna lo yasekein. Rashi says in the beginning you shouldn't do this. Shemi yivatal haravla yivatal haikosha. First of all, maybe he'll be bottle and he won't always have a rebbe to be able to teach him the basics. Va'oid, and furthermore la'achas shana harbei umesiyashim v'tamudo yivataritz la'atzim v'dover ha'kosha. Furthermore, after a person is shana harbei, after he's a shasid, so then he's mesiyashim v'tamudo. Then he's settled in his learning and he's able to answer himself a Shvar Akash, he doesn't even need his Rabbi so much anymore. And that's what a person is able to do, Emes Alamdis. So the Vault says over from Reb Chaim, that when the Brisker Rav was in Shadochim, he was 16 years old, and they asked Reb Chaim, what's the Mila of the Brisker Rav? He said, the Mila is that he knows Shas with Rashi. So the Oilam was a shtickle. You know, what's going on? Reb Chaim, you're the Baal HaLomdis. You are the one who stands for all the Lomdis, and you're the one saying that the biggest Maila on the Brisker Rav is a Bucky and Shas with Rashi. So the famous answer Reb Chaim said is that Lomdis without Shas and Rashi is Pupul Shel Hevel. That it has to be Mavusis on Shas before you can say Lomdis. So to such an island that the island was learning Daf Yoimi, how many years is going already? 16 years there, so two cycles already. We're talking to an oil, a room of Shasidin. And not only is the oil Bekiyim, the oil Zamdonim, the whole matari of this year is to say Be'in. So it's a tremendous, tremendous machayiv to say to such Talmidei Chachamim. And I'm very flattered that I'm given the opportunity. So that's, I guess, just B'darach HaKdama. So I gave out two sets of Marim HaKaimis here. There's one set of the Gemaris, and there's one set of the Rishonim. And we'll try to see it inside. Again, the ilum, obviously everything, there's always multiple ways to read everything. I'm giving out the Rishonim so the ilum can say, I'm sure the ilum has a lot of good tariq to say also, but this is I'm going to present the mahalach tonight of how I went through the sugya. And I didn't put together all the achronim, I put together all the Rishonim, and I figured the ilum, I'm talking to achronim alein, the ilum will say their own tariq, I'm sure also. Okay, so let's start. We have the famous sugya. The Gemara tells us. That where I'm coming from is the sugya we learned this past week in the Daf Yomi. I shouldn't say we. I don't learn Daf Yomi, but I'm talking to Daf Yomi Hidden. So this past week, the sugya that we're talking about is Yesh Kayach Biyad Chacham Laker Dover Min HaTorah. That is there a kayach for the Rabbanon to be Oikir Dover Min HaTorah? Do the Rabbanon have the ability to be Oikir Dover Min HaTorah? And this is a machloikis that the Gemara goes back and forth, whether they do have a kayach, they don't have a kayach. Ultimately, the Gemara wants to say that the tzad that we see, there are examples where the chachomim have the ability. The Gemara brings a tashema, the tzad yamad beis, the Gemara wants to bring a tzad, that we see beferish that there are times when it's happened, that they can even echot shorachav ala sus b'shabbis, have you lebezden uskaluhu, so there are times when the Rabbanon can use their own dinim above and beyond what the Torah says, even against what the Torah says. They have that ability sometimes. So the Gemara ends off lemigdir milsa shiny. To be magdir, the milsa is a little bit of a different thing, and therefore, even if you say that normally that the chachamim do not have a kayach to be oikir dover min ha-Torah, but over here they would be maskim that lemigdir milsa, there's an accommodation that sometimes the rabbanon could be oikir dover min ha-Torah. So this is how to learn this Gemara. There's a Rashba, I put it on the first page of the Rishayim Arimakaymis. There's a Rashba Nedarim, I'm sure the Olam saw this, the Rashba Nedarim, it's a famous Rashba. The Rashba says that the Rashba quotes this Gemara, Shakl V'tar B'hai Mulsa, Ibezdin Misakin Lakir Dovmin Atariyim Lav. And he brings the Tashema, and he says, Alma Kolhecha Deikil Amigdir B'ha Bezdin Mastin Lakir Dovmin Atariyim. It's not the pshat that the chachamim have the ability to be oikar davmin atayr midaiton. Not that they have the ability to do that their own selves. Ela achas mi mitzvos atayr he lishmayo divrei hashofet asher yiyah bayom mahem. One of the mitzvos of the Torah is to listen to the divrei hashofet which are going to be in those days. V'chol shehen royin lehatir litzayrich mutar min atayr. Anytime that they see to be matir for a tayr, that's mutar min atayr. So then he says, "V'kolshi." He brings a second girsa in our gemara. V'kolshi came legirsas mixas sforim shehim goyishim sham elamigdir mulsa shayni. Kloimar shehoimer bezdin masdin b'chamakim lakar domer atariyah hu domer hach v'loimer shafil chumadai yaisa mishum domer pashaf kura abonu v'chulin the kol mashen oisin lemigdir mulsa hu v'chulin yafinim v'nekse ve'lov tishmal. So the Rashba says two mahalchim to understand the Gemara we have in Yevamos. And this is where we start. One way to say it is that even if you say that normally the Chachamim do not have the Kayach to be Eiker Dover Min HaTayra, but the Migdir Milsa, they have that accommodation, they have that ability. The other way to say it is that when they're coming, the Migdir Milsa, they can Lehedya be Eiker Dover Min HaTayra. So this is, there's two different gears. The Rashba obviously is siding with the first lashon of the Rashba. He just says there's this other gear, so the other gear works out even better. But he spends a great deal of time first explaining how he understood the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us a yesod, that when the Chachamim have a need to be oikir a dover, it's not the pshat that the Chachamim take a dover min atayr and they're oikir it. The Chachamim have the license that they can say, you have to listen to us. So if we tell you not to do something, the reason you're doing it is not because we're changing the mitzvah of the Torah. It's not because we are being oikir davar min haTorah. It's because you have a mitzvah, you have to listen to us. So since you have a mitzvah to listen to us, we are seimich on that mitzvah and we tell you, don't do it. So the Moshe, we know the famous halacha that the Rishonim are all busy with is the Gemara. The famous halacha is that if a person on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. So what happens? Why are you not allowed to blow shofar? So the Rashba is saying the reason you're not allowed to blow shofar is the Rabbanan see the Migdir Milsa. So therefore, the Rabbanan can say you have to listen to us, and we're telling you not to blow shofar. So it's not the pshat that they're being mafkia the mitzvah. It's not the pshat that they're saying that the mitzvah doesn't exist and you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. The Rashba is saying the mitzvah does exist. But on top of that mitzvah, we can have another mitzvah. We have a kayach as the Rabbana that you have to listen to us, and we can tell you, don't blow shofar. So now, ba'atzam, there's still a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow shofar.
Are you applying Migdir Milsa to shofar? Because shofar, you are as Shev al Taisa. And then it moves on to speak about Migdir Milsa, which is even Kumbarsek. So
excellent. So I'm going to show. Excellent. I hear the kasha. I'll show you in the Rishonim themselves why I think there is what to be medama. But I hear the ha'ara that for sure. I think everybody would be masking that for sure. Migdir Milsa is another step above Shevi Al Taisa. I think everybody agrees to that. But I'll show you places where it seems to be that there's a machlokes Rishonim how to understand how far the Rabbanon go when they're getting involved with the Din D'oraisa. And that's where this Hagdama, I think, will come back a little bit. But I hear the heart.
Since there's a mitzvah, listen to the shofar, so therefore you do that veir. What does that mean?
No, the what?
There's a mitzvah to listen to what the Chachamim, El Divrei HaShofet Sheyeh Bayom Ha'im.
Right.
No, but whatever he's saying.
Right.
So that's doiche, the mitzvah of the Torah?
So it's not that it's doiche. So like the Rashba says this also in Shuvas, it's not the pshat that the Rabbanon are being oike the davar min haTorah, that they're saying
oike, but they're being doiche.
They're being doiche, right. They can stand their iser in front of the din d'oraisa and say, here we have an iser d'Rabbanon, here's a mitzvah d'oraisa. We put the iser d'Rabbanon in front of the mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore you shouldn't do it. But I'll give you the pasha of the shayla that's nagei lehalacha. What would be if the person actually blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? That's Shabbos. What would be?
machlokes.
What's the machlokes?
Sikke, im kem la kiyam tu mesu sikke yamechu. So the
Ran
says lav davke, and now the Rishonim said davke.
Yeah, so it's in the Marva Kaimis. Shkarech, I'm going to be going there. But they don't say that they're arguing about somebody who was talking b'Shabbos. They only say that they're arguing about somebody who's Yeshiv B'Sukkah against the Rabbanon. So Taisus, I'll get there in 2 more minutes. But coming back here, this Shaila is Machlokes Reb Kiveger and the Prima Gadim. And I'll show you a few places Reb Kiveger and the Prima Gadim will go L'shitasam, depending on which Rishon, which side of the Rishonim they go with L'halacha. But let's come back.
So one thing you're saying, the second shot in the Rashba is that you're saying they're being Oika, don't you? And if you do, basically you're saying if they would blow a shofar, there would be no mitzvah.
There would be no mitzvah. Once they're abon and have a tzayich, the mevatel the mitzvah. So this is what, I'm sorry, what's your name? Reb Michel. This is where Reb Michel is coming from, because Taisus and Sukkah, the famous Taisus and Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, it's in the Mar Mekaymus here, the famous Taisus and Sukkah says that the Ziknei Beis Hillel were going, and the Ziknei Beis Shammai were going to visit this person that's been Yoshe B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Toich HaBayis. That he was sitting in the Sukkah, the table was in the house, and they said to him, Misham Raya, is that a Raya? If you've been sitting like this, like Kiyamto Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If you've been sitting like this, you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah your entire life. Now, Taisus says that how could it be that they could say to him, you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. The whole thing is Xeri Drabbanon of Shem Yimashe Chacha Shulchanot. That maybe a guy's going to be sitting in the Sukkah, the table's in the house, he'll follow the food on his table into the house, and he'll be eating while his head is covered by the house, or maybe even he'll follow the table itself, he'll end up sitting in the house. But it's Xeri Drabbanon, we want to avoid that, so we tell you, eat in the Sukkah, don't eat in your house. So that's what the Gemara says, that's the Gemara in Sukkah. So Taisus says a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Taisus says that the Rabbanon have the ability to say that if you don't sit in the Sukkah the way we tell you to sit, again, because they have a reason for the Xayir, not only are you not Yaitz of the Mitzvah of Sukkah Mita Rabbanon, you're not even Yaitz of the Mitzvah of Sukkah Mita Yaisa. That the Rabbanon have the ability to push and change the Mitzvah. They can tell you, before Avada, it's a Mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. But if you're not going to listen to this, if you're going to tell us that you don't care about the Xayir Rabbanon, you're going to sit in the Sukkah of Shulchan B'Tayich HaBayis, and you'll be careful that your head won't go in the Bayis, Taisa says you're not Yaitz of the Mitzvah Dayraisa. Not just that you're not Yaitz of the Mitzvah Dayrabanon, he even says you're not Yaitz of the Mitzvah Dayraisa. Rabbeinu Yoina is the other famous place where we see this Mamish Mefurish. Rabbeinu Yoina is in the beginning of Brachis. The famous Mishnah in the beginning of Brachis wants to know what's the Zman to say Kriyashma, and the Mishnah says that the Zman to say Kriyashma is until Chatzos, according to the Chachamim. And Rabbi Gamliel says you have until Amar HaShacha. So Rabbeinu Yoina explains, what's the Machlokes between the Chachamim and between Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbeinu Yoina says like this, the Chachamim said that they have the exact same drasha as the Chachamim have the exact same drasha as Rabbi Gamliel. The drasha is V'shach B'chov Kumecha, the Kol Zman Shchiva is the Zman of Kriyishma, and Kol Zman Kima is the Zman of Kriyishma. The Zman of Shchiva, when you go to sleep, is at nighttime. It's Ba'atzam, it's from Tzeis HaKoychovin until Amar HaShachar, that's the nighttime. Everybody agrees that that's when you're supposed to be saying Kriyishma. So then why do the Chachamim say only until Chatzos? Because the Chachamim know that a person is going to come back at the end of the day and he's going to be tired. And if he doesn't say Kriyishma, he pushes it off and he's going to fall asleep, he's going to come out not saying Kriyishma. So therefore they made a takana that you dafke have to say Kriyishma before Chatzos, not after Chatzos. Okay, good. And what happens if he says it after Chatzos? Zot Rabbeinu Yoina, in the name of that according to the Chachamim, you cannot say Kriyishma after Chatzos to be Yetz of the Mitzvah Dayaisa. The whole thing is only a siyog in the first place. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to read Kriyishma the whole night. And the Rabbanan are just saying, don't say Kriyishma till past Chatzos because they're afraid that you're gonna come and you're gonna go to sleep, you're gonna come to miss the Zman of Kriyishma. Still the Chachamim say that after Chatzos, since you didn't do the mitzvah the way we told you to do it, not only are you not just Yaitz of the mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Kriyishma, if you'll learn it after Chatzos, you're not even Yaitz of the mitzvah d'Yaisa. And even b'niyeved, you cannot say Kriyishma after Chatzos, according to the Rabbanan. Now Rabbi Gamliel argues on the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yoina himself says that l'halacha we go with Rabbi Gamliel, that b'niyeved you could say Kriyishma after Chatzos, but we have this musig in Rabbeinu Yoina that we have the idea that even though min haTorah you can say Kriya Shema at night the whole night, the Rabbanon said if you don't say it past, if you don't say it till Chatzos, you can't even say it after Chatzos, even though midai Raisa, for sure you should be able to. But the Rabbanon said, since you're not listening to us, we changed the mitzvah. We said now we cut down the mitzvah, and now you're not yet to the mitzvah d'oraisa. This is the second place we see it. The Prima Gadin quotes this in many, many places throughout Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadin quotes both this Taisvis and Rabbeinu Yoina, the Marshal. He says in the beginning of Hilchus Kriyishma, the Prima Gadin says in his Agdam Hilchus Kriyishma that really, Kriyishma Shal Sha'achris, you should be able to say the whole day. Because it's Bishach B'cho of Kumacho. So Bishach B'cho is the whole Zman Shchiva, Uv Kumacho is the whole Zman Kima. So the whole time you're sleeping, you can say Krishma at night, Ba'atim. So the whole day you should be able to say Krishma of Krishma Shoshachris. So why can't you say Krishma Shoshachris past the Zman that the Chachamim said? So the Prima Gadin, the exact same Yisoid as Rabbeinu Yoina. That since the Rabbanon said, they know you're going to go to work, they know you're going to be busy in the day, if you don't say Kriyishma in the morning, you're going to get carried away with what you're doing during the day, you're going to miss Kriyishma. So therefore the Chachamim said, if you say Kriyishma past this man, not only are you not Yaitz of the Rabbanon, you're not even Yaitz of the Dairaisim. So the Prima Gadin goes with this Lahalacha, who comes back to your Shaila, that we have a Shaila, what happens? The Shaila Halacha is what happens if a person blows Shofar on Shabbos. We have a Gadol who blows Shofar on Shabbos, he's Tekeh B'Shabbos, and Shabbos is Yom Tov Rishon. Now comes Yom Tov Sheni, and he's Tekeh B'Shabbos. So Reb Kiveger says, in Jewish Chiddush Reb Kiveger, it's brought in Chiddushi Reb Kiveger and Psachim Atzalitas, that the Halacha is that if you blow Shofar on Shabbos, the Halacha is you guys to the mitzvah. You were over a shvus. The Rabbanon said not to blow, and you blew anyway. Good, you were over a shvus. But the mitzvah d'oraisa, you were mekayim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow shofar. The Prima Gadin says absolutely not. You're not yet to the mitzvah. The Chanda Shloima in Ayachayim. What?
What's
nafkamina? Nafkamina is l'gabi shachiyon on the second day. What? That's also machlokes. So we, right. But again, but on the tzad that you can only make shachiyon on the first day, you can't make it the second day. I'll show you. The Prima Gadim says another nafkamina la'alacha. This is in Hilchos Sukkah. The Prima Gadim brings this one. He says, what would be if you sat in your sukkah? You sat in your sukkah inside where your sukkah is b'shulchan b'tei chabayis. And you sat by the sukkah the first day of Sukkot with the Shulchan Abatei Chabayis, and now comes the second day, and now you want to make the second day, you're going to sit the right way. You're going to sit Shulchan Abatei Chasukkah. What's the halacha? Can you make Shachiyonu the second day? So the Prima Gadim says, Avada, you shouldn't make Shachiyonu, because the first day you didn't do anything. You sat in the sukkah with Shulchan Abatei Chabayis, you were never Mekayim a mitzvah. Reb Kiveger says, 1 second.
And the building of the sukkah.
What?
Not
just the building, also the yeshiva. If you make it out of the building without the yeshiva, you have to make nacha bracha. Let's say you make the bracha on the building while you're sitting in your house. You have to make a shachiyonu. You have to make another shachiyonu when you sit in the sukkah. Doesn't help. Yeah, if you sit in the sukkah, if you sit in your house the first night, and you want to make it raining, you want to make a shachiyonu out for the binyan of the sukkah. You're not yotze.
Why are we talking about this? Bigger cases like this, where the Chum were guided by
Yishu,
be shown up to be a Shneer. And so, Dafkin will be as a manzer now. If you're a kind of mitzvah, it's not a manzer, because if you're not a kind of mitzvah, the person's a manzer. Why don't you say that, Phil? Why are we talking about whether you can say yet to go and not say yet?
So
we have a kavukim that are much more important than whether you say a bracha or not.
Okay, so where I found this mefurish was on these cases. Now, the truth is that when you get into these other sugyas, I'll tell you why. When you get into these other sugyas, you get into other issues as well. The mashal, there's a taisis and ksubis that seems to be a raya from Toyu of a Kaddish. So here, taisis and ksubis is going to be nagei again to did the rabbanon when the rabbanon told you not to do it and you did it anyway. So is it the pshat that you still made a kedusha but you went against the din of the Torah, or is it the pshat it wasn't a kedusha in the first place?
So what we're doing is we're not making a one big thing. We're saying it here. It's one thing they said it here. It's another thing they didn't say it. Just to make the sugyas come out.
Which
is very problematic.
Okay, so I can just try to show you from what I saw. I don't want to come out and say. Now I will tell you there is a Rebbe Chanan who clears such a shaila, if you're lamashal, if you're able to be mekayim, you're able to be mekayim a mitzvah puru revu if you have a mamzer, right? And this will come back to the shaila also, because if the rabbanon told you, let's say it's a bia, so let's say you hold that batsim you can't, because the mitzvah of puru revu is in the bia, and therefore if it's in the bia, so therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now you have a son that's a mamzer. So again, there are other lamdas shall you find where this will come out, but you won't find the machlokes prima gadol or b'kvegir about it, because they're talking aliba the hilchasa and they're not talking so much about a mamzer. Right, but let's come back here. So we said that we have this machloikis between Rav Kivega and the Prima Golden and a few of these different places where it goes. Now, where's this machloikis coming from? So I showed you one side. I showed you the Taisvis and Rabbeinu Yaina is in Brachis, and Taisvis says in Sukkah that in Kein Lekiyata Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecho that they oikah the mitzvah completely. The Ran that you mentioned, both in both places, says Lekiyata Mitzvah Sukkah is just Kiroi. It's just Kiroyotzim Chachonim. Of course, you did a mitzvah sasei tayraisa. You sat in the sukkah. Okay, so your table wasn't where it was supposed to be. But you sat in a sukkah. You did a mitzvah tayraisa. So if you do a mitzvah tayraisa, the rabbanon can just tell you that we're putting up a shvus. We're putting up like a roadblock. We're telling you, don't do it. You go through the roadblock. You do it anyway. You did a mitzvah sasei tayraisa. And therefore, the Ran in both places, the Ran says this both in sukkah, and the Ran, the Chiddush Ran of Brachos, I think, also says it. And then it comes back in the very famous one we say by the Seder. We say, "Kol shlo yomer shloisha dvarim halol b'pesach lo yotzi yudeichai vasoi ve'elu hein pesach matzo ve'elu hein pesach matzo amar." So we say on the Mishnah that if you don't say these three things and explain them, then you're not yotze the mitzvah of Haggadah. So the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the halacha, the Rambam just says you're not yotze. The Ran says, "Of course you're yotze." It just means to say that you're not yaita the way that you should be. You don't listen to the chachamim, so you didn't do what the chacham told you to do. You didn't do kiryah. You didn't do kiryah to the chachamim. But of course, you were yaita the mitzvah. So we have this consistent machloikis between the Ran and between Taisvis in a few different places in Chas. Now the Rambam seems to be meduyik in two different places that he holds like Taisvis. The Rambam, both in Kol Shlo Yomer Shlo Shedvarim Halol B'Pesach, is not Mechalik like the Ran. He doesn't say that, of course, you're not Yaitzah Medivrei Seifim. He doesn't say anything like that. He just says you're not Yaitzah. The Mashmais of the Rambam is that you're not Yaitzah at all. Then there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, Legabe Kriyishma, that if you leave out one of the words of Berchus Kriyishma, then you're not Yaitzah the Mitzvah Dairaisa of Kriyishma. Now, we all know that Berchus Kriyishma is only Dirabon. Berchus Kriyishma is not Dairaisa according to anybody, but Etzem out the Mitzvah. Yet we say that if you leave out a word from Berchus Kriyishma, the Rambam says you have to go back and you have to say the whole thing again. When the Rambam is talking about Shemayna Esrei and Hilchus Tefillah, the Rambam says you don't have to, as long as you said the Ikra Bracha, and you said the main Bracha, main Amur, and you said the Shem and Elokos, then you're good to go. You said the name of Hashem, and you said the main topic of the Bracha, you yaitza the Bracha of Shemayna Esrei. So when it comes to a Bracha derabanan, the Nusach is not Ma'akiv. But it comes to Kriyishma, it comes to a Din Dairaisa that the Rabbanan told you, you do this Din Dairaisa together with our mitzvah, or you weren't yaitza the mitzvah Dairaisa either. So now it comes to Kriyishma, you're not yaitza anything. And therefore, if you leave out some of the words of Berchus Kriyishma, the Rambam holds, you have to go back and you have to say the whole Kriyishma again.
I said
Rambam holds you
not only
have to
Kriyishma if you
don't say the Brachas. Yeah. Yeah, not only the Rambam is the Mefurish. And not only that, the Chavadas, you know, this when they used to call him to Rabbi Avad Yosef, they used to ask him like a radio show. So they asked him, what's the halacha? You see people doing this sometimes. The guy wanted to know, if he puts on his tefillin and he wraps it around his watch. So the watch is a chatzitza between the ritzuis and you know, all the way down over here. So he's got the tefillin on the way they're supposed to be. All the way down at the bottom, he's got his watch on. He didn't take his watch off. What? So Rabbi Avadia says in the Shuvah, you can take a look, I'm not making this up, it's in the beginning of Yechav Adas, I think it's in Medalit, the Rabbi Avadia says that you should go back and say Kriyishma again in Birchay Seho, because he's going like the Rambam, and the Rambam holds any time you're not Yetzi Kriyishma, it's not enough to just go back and say Kriyishma. You have to say Kriyishma in Birchay Seho. And since you have to say Kriyishma with tefillin, and since you had a chatzitz in your tefillin, so therefore he holds, you have to go back and say the whole Kriyishma again in Birchay Seho in order to be Mekayim Kriyishma with tefillin without a chatzitz.
But we possibly have no chatzitz.
What?
We possibly have no chatzitz except for the Bible.
Who's we? So again, Rabbi Avadia seems to be being mafma more. But again, Chavadas. Take a look, Chavadas. What? So, right, but again, he says that this is what you have. Take a look. Again, it's Rabbi Avadia, not around anymore to defend himself. But the idea is that that from the Rambam it's klar. Now again, we B'nai Ashkenaz don't paskin this Rambam all the way. We don't take it all the way home. But the idea of the Rambam that if you didn't say Kriyat Shema in Birchei Seho, you're not yaitz of the mitzvah, and you have to go back and say Kriyat Shema in Birchei Seho. That's ready from the Rambam. Okay.
Maybe that's a din d'rabbanan. You have to go back and say Kriyat.
For sure it is. For sure, the din of Birchei Kriyat Shema is d'rabbanan. But that's the whole point. How could the Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan doing? The Rabbanan are saying that you weren't yaitzah, your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, if you didn't do it the way we told you to do it in Birchei Seho. But when you did Shemana Esrei and you missed some of the words, no problem. So go, as long as you said the Ikra Bracha, you're yaitzah.
Rabbanan says the words, you're not yaitzah,
the mitzvah. Yeah, harei ze mishana mimadbeya shetovu chachamim. Yeah, take a look.
Again.
In the brachas of Kriyat Shema.
No,
but the fact that they hold that you're Mishana in Madbeah Shetovah Chachamim, dafka by Berachas Kriyat Shema, not by Shemayna Esrei. Why? What should be the difference other than the fact that one is connected to a Dairaisa and one is just a Mitzvah Derabbanan? One is a Hilchas Tefillah Sederabbanon, and one's a Dairaisa of Kriyat Shema. If not for the fact.
He doesn't say that you're not Yaitza of the Mitzvah Dairaisa like Tyson.
He just says that you're not yotze at all. He says it very sharp. I'll tell you, I regret I didn't bring that Rambam also. You take a look at the Rambam. Again, it's in Hilchas Kriyat Shema.
Where is it?
I don't remember. It's in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. But you'll see the Rambam. It's all there. It's black and white. Okay, so let's take this a step further. Now, yeah?
The Gemara talks about whether you can say Birchas Kriyat Shema. You can't say certain parts of Birchas Kriyat Shema, but you can still say Kriyat Shema. Okay, forget it. I don't get it.
Okay. Okay.
It's all too.
Okay. Now let's come to this sugi in Rosh Hashanah, which is where I was planning on starting before I got carried away with all this. So we have this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is Tazayin Amidalf, Tazayin Amabez. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchak Loma Taikin B'Rosh Hashanah. Why are we Taikin B'Rosh Hashanah? Loma Taikin Rachman Omer Ta Tikkuel Loma Meirin Omer Rachman is a Kontrua. Loma Taikin Meirin Tishen Yoshin V'Taikin Meirin Tishen Oimdin. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, why is it that we are tekei meirin kishehin oindim and again kishehin yoshin is kedei la'arv v'asokim. So Taisus asks the famous kasha. Taisus says, Teimaha ka'avar mishum bal Taisif. Taisus is bothered that you're being over bal Taisif. So he says, maybe you're going to tell me since he was yaitzah, and al-shalai bismanai, and that doesn't help because we say by brachas kayanim, that maybe ilus ramulei tzibura achrina is so over here imis ramulei tzibur hader takaluhu, so you don't have such a taina that he already did it, so it's not this man anymore. So Taisus says a big yisai. Taisus says ein shayich bal toisif ba'asiyas mitzvah achas beis bamin. It's impossible to be over to be ein shayich bal toisif ba'asiyas mitzvah achas beis bamin. You cannot be over bal toisif by doing the same mitzvah twice. So Taisus says you can't be over Baal Taisif by doing the same mitzvah twice. If you do any mitzvah twice, that's not Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif is only shayich if you're changing the heftz of the mitzvah. If you're just doing the same mitzvah twice, he says that's not Baal Taisif b'chlal. Now the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba attacks this Taisus. The Rashba says he doesn't know what Taisus is talking about. The Rabbanan tell you to blow a shofar, and now you're going to tell me that's Baal Taisif. He says, what's Baal Taisif? Baal Taisif is, if I'm Maisif Midaiti, if I'm Maisif something myself, and I say that I want to do something that the Torah didn't tell me to do, so then I'm over Baal Taisif. Over here, I didn't come to be over Baal Taisif. I didn't come to be over Baal Taisif. I just was listening to what the Rabbanah told me. The Rabbanah told me blow Shofar. I came here, I blew Shofar, and I blew it a second time. Kid Deilar Vasaltan, what do you want from me?
If you make a bracha,
you're doing a three-fold. Again, you listen. Well, first of all, you only make a bracha once. But second of all, you do what the Rabbanah told you to do. The Rabbanah told you to blow twice, and now you're going to have a problem with Baal Taisif. So the Rashba says, Rashba quotes the Taisus, He says, "Mustavet loy kasha klal." The loy amru hasam dikim rishon bal taisa vel b'mashu. Maisa b'das atzmai. You kind kain shayis a bracha mishaloy. You kind adding a bracha by himself. Av b'mashu amru chacham and v'tignu l'tzayich. In kam bal taisa. If you just get up and you start making a takana, that's not bal taisa. The kfar amu tayra bi atayra shiyerucha. The Torah already said, "Al piyatoya shirucha." V'teida alecha yishah araya doshmini shalsuk b'zman hazeh mitzvah shal devrayim to sit the sukkah shmini atzeret. This is only a mitzvah midrabbanon. V'yishay nevoich and bala mitzvah. Yeah, we sleep and we eat there the mitzvah. V'yafagav the bikinu and hashlo b'kivud yarcha. Even though we know fully well that what we're doing in the sukkah, we don't have any business being there out to the shvi. It's not a real sfeika the yoma. And if it was a problem about toysif, how could we listen to the rabbanon and sit there? V'hu adin. Zokter Rashba, a second step. For who adin b'val tigra l'tzayrich? The same thing would be if the Rabbanon told you about tigra l'tzayrich. Kigon yom tiv shalosh hashanah shechal yis b'shabbos. Afa gav d'amar tayr tiku. Even though the Rabbanon said blow the shofar, omdu v'gozer shaloy l'tkaya. They got up and they said don't blow. V'chozel l'tzayrich hachanami l'tzayrich ril l'skaya v'lavsev l'skaya u'mitzvah l'shmai l'divri chacham milay sasa. Zokter Rashba, that it's not masking to the whole kasha in the first place. The whole kasha of Baal Taisif. How could you have Baal Taisif if you're just listening to the Rabbanon? So when you see the Rambam and the Ravid have almost the exact same machloikis. Almost the exact same machloikis. The Rambam's in Hilchas Mamrim. This was one of the Rambams I planned. I'm talking about. So this Rambam is in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. And the Rambam goes through the whole spiel. Holy Yesh LeBezdin Ligs of Lesser Davar Amotav VeYamoy VeSuray LeDayris VeChein Yesh LeHen LaHatris VeRitay LeVisha Mahu Zeshes Here Ritay LeSoysev LeSoysev Gam Yemenu. What does it mean when the Torah says don't add or don't subtract? The Rabbanon are already doing it. So he says, and he says it in the Shmuz over here. You can take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says if the Rabbanon do it, and they don't tell Klal Yisrael that this is their own Haysafa, they just do it and they tell you that this is the din of the Torah, and they sneak in a din d'rabbanon, that's Baal Taisif. But if they tell you, b'feirish, this is the din of the Torah, and this is the din d'rabbanon, and they're very clear that this is what the Torah said, and this is what we said, it's not shayach Baal Taisif. Frek d'rayvit, again, kol elisa ruach, shekol dover, shegozru alov, asru, l'siyogu, mishmar shal Torah, ein bay mishom maisif, afilu kavu l'dayis, v'asul kishal Torah, v'sam plum l'mikra. The Ravid says he doesn't buy the whole thing. There's no such thing as the Rabbanon coming and saying that there's a din that the Rabbanon are going to tell you to do something, and the reason you're doing it is because the Rabbanon told you to do it. There's no such thing as a Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif is not shaykh in the first place. So why is it that according to the Rambam and according to Taisis, it's possible for the Rabbanon to somehow impinge, somehow they can go a little too far and they're in Baal Taisif territory, and according to the Ravid and according to the Rashba, it's clear from both of them that there's no such thing, that you can't go into Baal Taisif territory. When the Rabbanon tell you what to do, we stick with what they say, but there's no problem of Baal Taisif, but according to Taisis and the Rambam there is.
The Rambam says the different part. He says because you have to listen to the Chacham, they say Lasa, so they say Mishpat Asheruch. It's not that it's not Baal Taisif because the Chacham are telling you. It's because we have a mitzvah to listen to the Chacham.
Yeah, but he says, at the same point he says that if they say that a gzeira is really awesome in our Torah, then it is Baal Taisif. The Rambam, right here.
The Rambam.
That if they give you a...
I'm coming with the Rambam. The Rambam's whole point is because in Balta it says Al Piyatara Shayurucha, and it says Lasasa, Mimela, it's not called Maisif, because that's the Rabbanon's territory.
Right.
He doesn't mean that.
But he says Taisus is. No, he says more. He's. In the beginning of the Rashba, the Rashba says, Taisus missed the Taisus, his whole kasha doesn't start. He says, Loy kasha, klal, he says, the whole thing's a mistake. Here, where's the Rashba?
Yeah, he says, the kva'am with Taira, Piyatara Sheyurucha. And that the
Rashba
says, Mitzvah Lishma, Dibra Chacham, Lasasa.
Here.
He just means that the Mitzvah's Hakaira.
No, he says,
he
says a little bit more. He says, Mustavar, the Loy kasha, klal, the Loy Omru Hasam, the Ikam Mishum Baal Taisif, Ela Bema, Shehu Maisif Midas Atzma. The only way to be in Baal Taisif territory is if you're Maisif Midas Atzmai. But over here, Avu B'mash, Amdu Chachom, and V'Taknu L'Tzayich, ain't got Baal Taisif. The Kfar Amu Tayra, Al Pi HaTayra Shiyaruch.
So, therefore...
So, therefore...
So,
when the Tayra gives you that special Hanacha, how far is the Tayra telling it to you? So, the Rambam said, that it would be as far as, it's only as far as they acknowledge what's from them and what's from the Torah. But if they were to pretend that a din from the Torah, a din from Derabanan was really a din from the Torah, you know, you go to a Rav and he wants to impress you with how severe it is, he tells you it's a Nisa Dariyasa. Okay, so Chabad Sitter, okay, so I'm dealing with the Dariyasa, I have to be more careful. According to the Rambam, the Rabbanu do that, throw over about Yosef. This is, again, this is the Rambam. And it's the famous, this is the famous Gro, he says at Legav the Adam Arishan, that where was Adam's Pshia, what did Adam do wrong? All he said is that we're not allowed to eat from the, we're not allowed to eat from the fruit, and we're not allowed to touch it. So the Goyin says, that it's the Mamish, the same thing as this Rambam, that had he said, that the Torah, Hashem said, we're not allowed to eat it. And I'm telling you, don't touch it. So then, he wouldn't have been Pashaya. But since he said, that Hashem said, don't eat the fruit and don't touch it, and the Nachash threw her against the tree and she saw it, she didn't die. So she said, okay, so the whole thing's bottle, and I can feed him also. I can eat, I can feed him. According to the Gra, that was the only Pshia that Adam had in the whole Maisa. But again, it's this idea, according to the Rambam, and according to Taisvis, it's possible for the Rabbanon to be Be'etzem Shaykh to about Taisif. Okay, so Taisvis has to tell us, you do the Aver twice, it's not a problem. And the Rambam has to tell us exactly how they have to do it in order not to be about Taisif. The Rashba and the Ravid both say they don't know what they're talking about. If you listen to the Rabbanon and you do what the Rabbanon tell you, how can you possibly be Aver about Taisif? So I was just thinking a simple Mahalak, and I'm sure with this oilam, I'm sure you have many other mahalachim yourselves, but passively a mahalach is that the mamish going l'shitasam. Because if you're going to say that when the rabbanon take a din d'ayraisa, they change it, they say that if you do it this way, you're not yaitza the mitzvah d'ayraisa, so they're playing with the actual mitzvah. If you go like the Rashba, if you say that all the rabbanon do is they put up, you know, they put up roadblocks to stop you from being over. But if you drive through, you still have the same mitzvah d'ayraisa. You're just over a shvus like Rebbe Kivegi wants the taina. Okay, so then you can understand that what's the big deal? How what's Rabbi Altaizif do we have here? But if you want to say that the rabbanon are playing with the mitzvah, they say it's not a mitzvah anymore. Past the zman of Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris, it's not a mitzvah anymore. There's nothing to talk about. So then the whole mitzvah is in the hands of the chachamim. The Chachamim aren't just telling you a roadblock. The Chachamim are changing the mitzvah. Oh, so you're changing the mitzvah already. Now you got to be careful. Because now, if you're actually going to change the chefts of the mitzvah, that's Shaykh Abal Taisif. You mess it up the wrong way. You know, Lu Yitzur, the Rabbanon were to say that the only way to be Mekayim the mitzvah is by, and they stick Abal Taisif into that. So it's Yitachim, so that's Taka problem, because you're changing the chefts of the mitzvah Dayaisa itself. If you say the mitzvah d'ayaisa stays the same, and we're just putting up roadblocks to tell you what to do, what not to do. Okay, so we're not touching the mitzvah, so then it's poshit, the Baal Tosef doesn't apply. But if you're going to change the chefs of the mitzvah, then it's possible that once the chefs of the mitzvah changes, so now together with the chefs of the mitzvah changing, you can have a Baal Tosef issue. So that's why the Mamish follow the same sides. The Prima Golden quotes, he doesn't quote this Rashba. By the way, I think this Rashba in Nedarim is a gorgeous source for this, because the Rashba Mamish lays out for you how the Rabbanon are able to deal with the Dairaisa. And he says, Betharish, we're not doing anything to the mitzvah Dairaisa. He says it in Tshuvas also. But he does quote a Rashba in Sukkah. And the Rashba in Sukkah we know is not really the Rashba, it's really the Ritva. And there in Sukkah he says that any time, I put it, it's in the copies here in the back, any time that the Rabbanon passel a lulav or a Sukkah, They anytime they parcel it, avada, it's still kosher. And therefore, b'shas ha-sakana, you can still use it. They're just saying that you shouldn't do it. L'chatchilo, you should listen to the Rabbanon and shake one that's kosher mid Rabbanon also. But of course, if you shake one which is possible mid Rabbanon, of course you yaitza mid Dayraisa. He says it both by Lulav and he says it by Sukkah. But that's the Rashba quoted by the Prima Gadim. So you see, he wants to show you a second tzad, that there is a tzad in Rishonim that you cannot touch the chefs of the mitzvah. So so the Rashba, both from Nedarim, the Rashba as he's quoted by the Prima Gadim, which is really a Ritva, would both follow this Mahalach. And on the other side, you have this Shita that we're bringing, Taisis and Sukkah, we have Rebbeinu Yaina, we have the Prima Gadim. They're all going with this Mahalach that you can change the chefs of a mitzvah, and that's why I point to Taisis and the Rambam. They're both going that you could change the chefs of a mitzvah, that's why it's Shaykh Abal Taisif, and according to the other Rishonim, you can't change the chefs of a mitzvah, and that's why you can't have a problem about Taisif. Now let me show you one more place. This is that there is nitin lehayomer such a thing, and then I'll show you. It's mamish. It's brought lehalacha as well. What would be? You have the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara says in Nazir. The Gemara says that the Gemara is trying to be busy. The Gemara is trying to establish when exactly is wine usher for a nazir to drink. So the Gemara Gimel on the Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Hahuni Boilei Lesu Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. We needed to usher Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. Yayin of a mitzvah, just like Yayin of Harishus. Mahi, what is the Yayin of a mitzvah? Kiddusha Vavdalta. It's the wine of Kiddush and the wine of Havdalah. Frank the Gemara, Hari Mushba Vaimin Olav Me'ar Sinai. He's Mushba Vaimin already from Har Sinai that he has to do the mitzvahs. So if he's already Mushba Vaimin, then he's got to drink that wine. Else the Gemara falls off that El Ki Adamah. Rava Shvuah Sheshta V'chazav Amah Harini Nazir. So rather he says, it's a Shvuah that I will drink, and then he goes back and says, Harini Nazir, so now he has an Isser to drink that wine, and that's where the Nazir has a mitzvah now. He has to drink the wine of Shvuah Sheeshta. He has a chiv to drink the wine. And he has as a Nazir, he is Makabal Nazir, so he can't drink the wine. And that's where you have a stira between the mitzvah to drink wine and the Isser of a Nazir not to drink the wine. That's the Gemara in Nazir. Now Rashi, I know everybody's going to tell me it's not Rashi because the Rebbe Kivegir brings in the beginning that it's not really Rashi. But if you take a look in Rebbe Chanan, when he brings the Yedidus Nachbadis, He also quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba that quotes this exact Rashi in the name of Rashi. So, Agav, we happen, at least according to the Rashba, we happen to be talking about a Rashi here. So Rashi says, "Hari Mushba Vayimid Olav Me'ar Sinai, Dichsiv Zochos Yom Shabbos L'Kadshoy." The Pasuk says, remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy. Zochrei Wal Ayayin, mention it on wine. Eli Einli Olav B'Chnisosai, I only know by Kiddush, B'Yitz Yosem Yinayin, how do I know even by Havdalah? Tamalayim quotes another drasha from Sachin. So we know that when you make a shvuah to be a mevatel mitzvah, so you're potter because lo yasi shvuah mevatel mitzvah, you're already mushba vayimin me'ar Sinai to do the mitzvahs. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. It sounds relatively simple. Taisus attacks Rashi. Taisus says, Kiddush Hayoyim lav da yaisahu. It's Kiddush, the whole Kiddush Hayoyim is not da yaisah. Dinehi dami dechsiv zachar vidarshino zachrei wal ayayim. It's true that it says Zohar and we darshin Zohrei wal ayayin on wine. Asmachli, it's only an asmachto. Lachay nirul rabbin utam de garsino bitmiya. We read the Gemara completely differently. V'chi mushba v'oymin me'ar Sinai. Is he mushba v'oymin me'ar Sinai to drink wine? Ploymar lomoli kriya miyotu lesa yayin mitzvah. What do I need a pasuk to ask yayin mitzvah? V'chi mushba hu. Is he mushba to drink yayin shal kiddush? It's true, Kiddush Hayom is Dayraisa, but Alayayin is not Dayraisa. The Zachrei Alayayin Asmachta. A Zachrei Alayayin is only an Asmachta. That's Taisus. So Taisus attacks Rashi. Now we all know that Taisus and Psachim and Kovav, Taisus really brings two Mahalchim. Taisus and Psachim says, according to one Mahalch, that Kiddush Alayayin is Dayraisa, and he says in another Tarek that Kiddush Alayayin is Darabonim. Rav Rishonim, almost everybody hold that Kiddush Alayayin is the Rabbana. It's not the Raisa. So the problem is, so first of all, Taisus just says to Rashi, almost like, you're wrong. Like, there's no such thing. Zechrei Alayayin is only an Asmachta. And he says, Elamai, you have to read the Gemara differently. Now Rashi didn't read it that way. Rashi read it that it's Taka V'chiv to make Kiddush Alayayin and the Raisa. The real Kasha on this Rashi comes from Ashagis Aryeh. The Shagis Aryeh says in Simon Nun Tes, he brings the Gemara is in Brachis, and the Gemara is Mefurish against Rashi. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's unusual when you find a Shagis Aryeh arguing on Rashi. He does this here. If you look in Simon Nun Tes, when the Shagis Aryeh brings Rashi and he brings the Kasha, he says that you see from this that Rashi is wrong. But take a look, the Gemara is on Lamed Gimel in Brachis. The Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Anshe Knesset Hagadol, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael, Baruchus, Tfilas Kedoshes VaHavdolus, that Anshe Knesset Hagadol were misakin originally Kiddush and Havdolah, B'tchilo Kavua B'tfilo, originally they were misakin it during davening, Hashiru, Kavua Al-Akais, then they got rich, so they were misakin it on wine, Chazu V'henu, they went back and got poor, Kavua B'tfilo, they established it in Tfila, the Hemamru, and they said Hamagdal Btfila Tzarkshi Avdal Alakais. That somebody who says Havdalah during davening has to make Havdalah on a kais. So Fektashagazarye, black on white here, there's nothing to talk about. The Gemara says Mefurish that it was a din the Rabbanan, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, they even had different tkufis. They started out telling you only to do a bitfila, then they told you to do it on wine, then they told you to go back. It's black on white. What's going on here? What? But Rashi said Kiddush and Avdol, and the Gemara said Kiddush and Avdol. So that's the problem.
Maybe meant on Kiddush.
Okay, that's one answer. Okay, so yeah. So he brings. But again, he doesn't show you the drasha. He's saying, take a look that he's coming off a drasha. It's Yosef Minayit. He's quoting. It's also the guy. So what's the? So I wanted to say. Very simple. Yeah, I wanted to say that Avad the Kiddush Rashi held the Kiddush Derabbanan. Kiddush Aliyah is also Derabbanan. But the Rabbanan changed the Chefs of Kiddush, and they told you that if you don't do it Aliyah, not only are you not Yaitz of the Mitzvah Derabbanan, you're not even Yaitz of the Mitzvah Derayisah. Is Memela, now you're Mushba Avayimim Me'er Sinai to drink, to make Kiddush Aliyah, because you're Mushba Avayimim to make Kiddush, and Kiddush is totally on wine now because the Rabbanan changed the Chefs of Mitzvah of Kiddush into being Kiddush Aliyah, and if you don't do it, you're not Yaitz of the Mitzvah.
Isn't there also Gemara, I vaguely remember Gemara said that you were Kaddish Allah.
Correct.
So there's no mitzvah.
So the Ran,
there's no mitzvah.
Believe it or not, the Ran says that they're both a chiv d'oraisa. The Ran.
Not only a chiv, but no chiv to do it on yayin if you have.
No, because pass is the substitute. In other words, if you just do it b'tfilo, you're not yaitzer.
So okay, but talking about Abdullah. Abdullah is not on the pass.
You're talking about a nazir. Drinking it, to know that if he had it,
so make it all a pass.
But you can make it all a pass, and it kind of the rights according to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's still a kasher.
Yeah. So one second.
You answered it. That's okay. Abdullah.
Yeah. Wait. The passion. Okay. Now, one second. Let me take you a step further. The Prima Gadim.
They never change it on.
The Prima Gadim in the Psicha Koyleles Mamish says this Mila b'Mila. If you look in the Psicha Koyleles Chelik Gimel, he Mamish says this Yisoid. He says that since the Rabbanon were asked Mechu Akro, and they said the Kiddush Al Yayin has to be Al Yayin from Zachreya Al Yayin, so therefore, if you didn't make Kiddush Al Yayin, you're not even Yetzel the Daraisa, like we see from Taisus and in Sukkah Gimel Amid Aleph and Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Brachas. So Taisus the Prima Gadim Mamish says this. Now the famous Reb Kiveger is the one we all know. The famous the Dagum Mervava is the famous Kasha that everybody, I'm sure, has played with a lot. The Dagum Mervava asked the Kasha, how could it be that you can go to Davin Friday night, you're Mekayim the Dayaisa and Shul, you come home, how could you be Maisi, your wife, who didn't Davin? So the Dagum Mervava asked, how can Layosi Darabonon Mapik Dayaisa, how can you be Maisi, your wife, in Kiddush Aliyayin? And therefore, the Dagum Mervava, so that's the Dagum Mervava's famous Kasha. Rabbi Kivegi says, the Pasha of the Tarets is, say Shabbos Tova, say good Shabbos to your wife. So when you say good Shabbos to her, she'll say good Shabbos to you. Now she made Kiddush Da'iraisa without Yayin. Now you're both Mechuyev Mida Rabbanon. And now you can be Mighty her in Kiddush Al Yayin because she said good Shabbos, so she said Kiddush Da'iraisa. You made Kiddush Da'iraisa in Shul. Now you're both Mechuyev in Kiddush Mida Rabbanon Al Yayin. And now you can be Mighty her Mida Rabbanon. That's where, again, Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger, you can always take Reb Kiveger to the bank, right?
Exactly.
Now, Zok to Prima Gadim. Result to Prima Gadim, according to this Prima Gadim, though, we have a much better Tarets. According to the Prima Gadim, at least a different Tarets, according to the Prima Gadim, since you didn't make Kiddush in Shul on wine, you weren't Yaitz of the Dayaisa of Kiddush Bechlal. So when you come home, you're both at the same Chi of Dayaisa to make Kiddush, because you didn't make Kiddush on wine, and she didn't make Kiddush at all. So that's how you can be Mitzi her in Kiddush in the first place, because according to this Prima Gadim, based on this Taisus, and based on this Rabbeinu Yaina, we take this lahalacha and we say that if you're not mekayim the din d'oraisa, the way the Rabbanan tell you, not only are you not yaitz the din d'oraisa, you're not yaitz mid Rabbanan, you're not even yaitz mid d'oraisa. And this is Reb Kiveger Shitasa. It works out beautifully. Again, I didn't. You have a few times where Reb Kiva Eiger and the Prima Gadolim seem to constantly be going at it. Reb Kiva Eiger obviously has this ran that spells out, you know, nothing to talk about. Of course, he can't touch it. He's got the Rajba. The Rajba also says he can't touch it. And Medav Yisa, we saw Taisus, we saw Ben Yaina, we saw the Diuk and the Rambam that seemed to be a makar to say that you can change a din. You can change a din. The Uraisa, that if you don't do it the way the Rabbanan tell you, not only are you not Yetzim Rabbanan, you're not even Yetzim with the Uraisa.
Just don't really know that the argument. I mean, he may be going according to those who shine, and he goes with the other.
But the halacha, they argue, Lamashal, Kivegir says, right, Lamashal, the Prima Gadim says on that Taisus that if you sat in a sukkah, for Shulchan Abitech Abayis, on day one, then on day two, you should make a shachiyon. Yeah, says it lahalacha. And Reb Kiva Eiger says fakart. Reb Kiva Eiger says that it's impossible. That of course, once you did the mitzvah d'oraisa, you just over on a shavuos. So again, it gets lomdish legabe shachiyon. You can only make it one shachiyon, like the Beis Yosef. We don't go with that Beis Yosef. So again, there are other more lomdish shachiyon where it comes out, but that's a clear place where we see it mamish mafurish lahalacha. So the only thing is that you have to have das to be yaitza. That type of kiddush, you didn't say it bechlal. You're not yaitza against your will. You don't have any. I don't know anybody who actually has kavanah to be yaitza with that kiddush. They make the kiddush. The kiddush comes from the minig, from the poor people who would be stuck in shul that didn't have a place to go make kiddush on wine. They were going to eat in the shul. They could be yaitza with that kiddush, but. But I don't know if anybody's actually yikes with it.
What?
Why can't you make a shachan on the mitzvah d'rabbanan?
You could.
So the first night, you guys have the rice lomazog.
One second, about which one?
Sukkah.
About sukkah.
You're not getting d'rabbanan until the second day.
No, but no. We're not saying.
I was thinking about that.
No, but once you. We're saying you were Avraham Shavuz.
Yeah.
But we're saying you were Avadi, you were Yaitzin. Which maybe his whole taina is that all you're doing, it's not the pshat, it's like yamto kirot to mechachom. Not the pshat, you weren't mekayim. Of course you're mekayim. You did the mitzvah. I just, all right, now just to end off
what
with.
What about his shayla about mamza? Would that be?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's about mamza, about beer shown out to be a shnia?
Yeah.
Would you say also that's according to the.
So again,
does he get malchus?
What?
Does he get malchus?
Does he get malchus where?
It was by Birushaina.
Yeah, by Birushaina.
Oh, this is still not.
Right. So there, you mean where he didn't have the Esedai Chaloisasa of Hibam?
I mean, right. He did Midaraisa, Midarabunan. It was a
right, Midarabunan Asim. So I think he gets Makas Mardis, but I don't think.
No,
right.
No,
right.
No,
he
changed
the writing,
he
doesn't
right.
Have an essay anymore. He doesn't have an essay, he should get Makas.
Okay, I hear. I didn't think of this, I didn't think of this case. I didn't think of it. I could take a look.
And the Flashroom could be an answer.
But the Vlad would be a again. You know what? It's Kedai. It's Kedai to take a look. I don't know. I didn't. I'm not going to tell you what I didn't prepare. If I okay. Now let's go. Let's just end off with a machshava. We have the famous Vav Achibur of Ve'ilu Shmois, that Shmois is the thing which combines Vayichi to Shmois. The whole musig is that everything, the way the Ramban says it, that everything which is ma'isavasim labanim that starts in Bereishis Mikayach comes out el apayil in Sefer Shmais, and that's why the Bahag, the Moshe, when the Bahag mentions the different svarim of Chumash, he calls Shmais the Sefer Sheni. Every other Sefer has a name of its own, but Tayus Kainim, Sefer Bekudim, Mishnah Taira, but Shmais is just Sefer Hasheni. The idea is that this is the hemshich. This is when it goes mikayach ha'apayil from Bereishis into a klal Yisrael into a real thing. Now we all know that Yaakov, when he gave the berachas Yaakov, Yaakov says that b'kolam al teicha kvoidi, that he says v'soydim al tovay nafshi. He doesn't want to be involved in kayach va'adasai, and he doesn't want to be involved in the ma'isa of Zimri. So what does it mean he doesn't want to be involved? So if you look in Parshas Kayach, Rashi says that Moshe was bikish rachamim al atzmai. Yaakov was mevakish rachamim on himself that he shouldn't be mentioned together with these names. So therefore, it only says Karech ben Yisrael ben Klas ben Levi, and it doesn't say ben Yaakov. So the obvious question is, why on earth would Yaakov Avinu care if his name is mentioned as the father of Levi or not? At this point, He's in Gan Eden, he's doing great. What's the difference that he should be Mevakish Rachamim al Atzmai? We all know that Levi is the son of Yaakov. What's the difference? What's the pshat? And again, Zimri ben Sol, we all know, we're all Bnei Yisrael, we're Bnei Yaakov. What's the difference? I'll tell you just Alpidrush, a cute daher. The Shalom says, it's a famous Yisoid, that a Rasha ben Tzadik gets punished more than a Rasha ben Rasha. Right? A Rasha ben Rasha, he did the way he was raised, but a Rasha ben Tzadik was given a good example, he still became a Rasha. A Rasha ben Tzadik gets punished more than a Rasha ben Rasha. So the famous Shalom says that it's possible that in a sense, because we have a Maisa of a similar bonum, we have a Chumash Bereshis, we have Avos who taught us what we're supposed to do. So Klal Yisrael has a bechina of Ben Tzadik. Every Yid has a bechina of Ben Tzadik because there's a tain on a Yid. No matter how far off he gets, you should take a look back at your avos and see how your avos were nayig. And if the way that you're being nayig is not consistent with the avos, so you should have learned from them. So Vaita, you're a Ben Tzadik because you have a shtikl yichus to the avos. Right. So therefore, to an extent, every Yid in Klal Yisrael is a Ben Tzadik. The Gemara says in Shabbos, HaKuf Mem Tes, the Gemara says that, so one second, so this is a good reason why Yaakov doesn't want to be connected to Korach. Because if Yaakov's connected to Korach, so Korach should have learned from Yaakov, and now Korach's going to be punished more because he's a Ben Yaakov, and he should have learned more from Yaakov, and since he didn't, so now it's going to be a taina on Korach that he's an enkel of Yaakov Avinu, and still he's a Korach. So Yaakov wants to Yaakov wants to cut off the yichus between him and Korach. And again, by Zimri, he wants to cut off the yichus between him and Zimri. He doesn't want that Zimri should be miyuchistim. He doesn't want the Korach should be miyuchistim, because if he's miyuchistim, then by definition, Korach is going to get punished more. Zimri is going to get punished more. But like you said, so what? He's being merachim for Korach. Rashi said the lashon of Rashi was he was mevakish rachim al atzmai. What's for al atzmai? So the Gemara says in Shabbos HaKuf Mem Tes, Kol Mishen Nenash Chaveiro Yal Yodoy, Ein Mach Nisim Lo Leziv Hashchina. That anybody who causes somebody else to be punished because of him can't be Nichnas Leziv Hashchina. So obviously the simple explanation of the Gemara is, if you're not Meichel somebody, you have a Taina on somebody, and you're not willing to be Meichel him, so when he'll get punished, you're also going to pay for it in Shemayim, because Yen Yid is being punished because of you. That guy that's getting punished, that was your doing, and therefore you also pay for it in Shemayim. You should have been Meichel. The guy didn't ask for Mechila. The guy's an Eisvarf. 100 reasons. You weren't Meichel, so you suffer for it in Shemayim also. But Al Pidrush, you can say that a tzaddik has that problem also, because if a tzaddik has a son who's not a tzaddik, so the tzaddik's got a problem, because now his son, not only is his son going to be punished, his son's going to be punished. You didn't learn from your father. So therefore, maybe that's why Yaakov has to say, Bikish Rachmim al Atzmai, cut off the yichus between me and Korach, because if I'm going to make Korach get punished more because of my tzidkis that he didn't learn from, so then I'm going to be in Machnis and Lezev Ashvino. So therefore, he dafke had to come up with a mahalach to say, cut off the yichus between me and Korach, cut off the yichus between me and Zimri, and that way I won't have to suffer for it in Shemayim. Okay, have a good day.